Okay, today's daf is Chulun daf Samachay. We are on Samach Dalan Mabez. Agun Chodesh to all. Rosh Chodesh El, first day, last day of Av. And we continue on Samach Dalan Mabez, Amar Chizkiya. Amar Chizkiya towards the middle of the Amud. And we are talking about eggs. That's what we were speaking about. Yesterday's daf was all about eggs. Today's daf is going to continue that and then get into Ophos. Ophos and Chagavim. Okay, Amar Chizkiya. Minayin lebeitzas tmeya shehi asur min haTorah. How do I know that a beitza of a non-kosher animal is asur min haTorah? Shenamar. I know an animal that's not kosher min haTorah is an issur d'oraisa. But where does it say in the Torah, where is it, Merumas in the Torah, that a beitza tmeya is asur min haTorah? Shenamar ve'ez bas haya'ana. The daughter of the ya'ana. Bas haya'ana. Does a yana have a bas? Meaning, what's the problem? Problem is that the yana is a bird, so the yana has eggs and not live offspring, which would be called bas. That's how the Ramban formulates the question. Right? So therefore, you how could the Torah call the bas yana is aser? So it can't be talking about the offspring of a yana because there is no specific offspring. We wouldn't call a bird offspring. Ella a zuzu basis tamea. That's the remez. That's the remez for eggs of all animals, because it says one, it says bas yana. A question, vidilma hainu shmayu. Maybe that's the name of the animal, bas yana. So it's not meant to be medayik anything. That's the name of the animal. Lo sakadaitach, tachsiv bas ami la'achzor kayeinim bamidbar. Pasuk in Echa, that compares that, but the daughter... the daughter of my nation, meaning the young maidens of my nation, Lachzar, will be in a terrible state. Kayeinim b'midbar, like Yeinim, these animals in the midbar. So you see, the Yana is not the animal. The Yana is the animal. The Basayana must be extra. Stop there for a minute. The Rambam uses this pasuk as the source for all animals, but he has a limit on it. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph of Ma'achalas Asuros says the Rambam, "Kol ma'achal hayotzei mimin min amidim, any item of food that comes out of any animal ha'asurin, that's aser shalokin alachilasan, that you would get malchus for eating the mother animal, the source animal, hari osu ha'ma'achal aser ba'achilim min haTorah. Anything that you get malchus on the source, you'd get it's aser daraisa to eat what comes out of it. Kigon chalav behema v'chaya hatameyim, milk of non-kosher animals, ubeitze ofedak hatameyim." Eggs and milk, those are the two items that come out of animals. So those are usher, but what's the source that all those are usher? Shenamar, ve'es basayana, zubeitzasa, ve'huadin l'kol ha'usher kiyana, u'l'chol ha'dvarim ha'domin l'beitza. So is everything like a yana, a non-kosher animal, and everything like an egg that comes out of it, which would also be milk. But the Rambam says that is the source for all in terms of telling me hayotzi min hatamei tamei. Interesting, the Rambam with this statement might be answering the question of Tosfos. Tosfos, if you look back on Amud Aleph, Tosfos is bothered. Amud Aleph, what do you need a whole special pasuk for? It's telling me a beitzes, a tamei is aser. There's a principle we know from Mishnayos and Bechoros. Hayotzi min hatamei tamei, hayotzi min hatorah tor. Tosfos she'im rikma, the second one. V'im tomar, la'achila ulamalkus lamali rikma. This is talking about a different context, but it's the same question. Hakayim alad kala yotzim min atamei tamei. Ketani perkamat de bechoros. We know that principle. Hayotzim min atamei tamei. Umeyaitame nami asrina and hasamira glaim shel chamor. Vachin besamach. The doors base as tamea. Our gemara. Da asir mi defsivis basayana. Lamali. What do you need a pasuk for? To teach me hayotzim min atamei tamei. We know that as a principle. So Tosfos gives a few answers. Tosfos first says, maybe I would have had hahava mina, that it should be, it wouldn't have been hayotzi min hatamei tamei, but Tosfos quotes the Bahag. See that Ozvav? So we're missing some words there, that's really the Bahag. Ubahag mashma perkin anasha, dekra de basayana lo istrich legufe, elameidach minei hada of tahar sharya. The sakda da chamina da asir mishudlo ashkach midi da asim ichay v'sharia. I would have thought maybe the eggs are different because eggs are, you know, it's like an Avram and Achai type of idea. Because you never, what else do you have from a live animal that's mutter? So maybe that case would be different. I wouldn't have been able to learn it from there. Or Tosafot says, maybe I would have said based off Tohar is mutter from a different source. Tosafot goes through with a few answers in the Tosafot. But maybe the Rambam's answer would be, no, the Hagufa, this pasuk is the raya for Yosef and Tame Tame. Tosafot says, what do you need the pasuk? You have the principle of Yosef and Tame Tame, but it could be that according to the Rambam, this is the source for the principle. So that's a discussion. You got to put that Tosafot and the Rambam together. Number one. Number two, interesting, if you look in the Mefarshim on Chumash, on Bas Hayana, the Chizkuni, I think it was also the Eben Ezra, but we'll read it from the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni, this is Parak Yud Aleph Pasuk Tezayin in Vayikra, Bas Hayana, Velo Tzarech Kra Le'esar Ha'im, Hi Hayana. You don't have to need a pasuk to ask for the mother. Dememela lo achlila. You don't eat the yana anyway. Shari kasha hi ke'etz umivdal bedili inshimine. Nobody eats the animal. Nobody eats the yana, says the Chizkuni. It's very hard. Umito koshi sheba hi ochela says a barzel. It eats iron. Right? It eats things that don't make it so appetizing for people. So that's why the Torah doesn't have to asur the yana. That's why asur is the basayana. That's a little different than how our Gemara seems to understand. The Maariv Chayis here points out that according to the Chizkuni and the others that learn that pasuk like that, it doesn't work out so well with our Gemara. So they seem to be taking out. Our Gemara says that the yana is the animal, and basa yana is there extra to teach me that even beitzas temeya is going to be usur. But according to that, that Mefarish, going to the Chizkuni, going to others, the Chizkuni says this doesn't work out so well in interpreting our Gemara. Okay, continue. So says the Gemara, maybe that's its name. So we say, no, it can't be its name, because the Pasuk Necha has Yana separately. Velo, second to last skinny line, V'haksiv, E'esem, Mispeid, Kitanim, V'eval, Kibenos, Yana. So again, there you see Benos, Yana together, the Pasuk in Micha. No. What does it mean? The Abel will be like Benos Yana. Ki Yana zu shemisabelas al bena. It means like a Yana who is very upset that is mourning her children. It doesn't mean Benos Yana is doing anything. It means the Yana that is mourning her children. Ki Benos, Abel ki Benos, like on Benos of Yana. Like, not like the Benos Yana are doing it. V'haksiv, v'shachnu sham Benos Yana. Get all these psukim from Tanakh. Right, it's Benos Yana, it says it's Beferish, it's Benos. Kiyana Zusha Shachana Sabaneha. Again, like this Yana that lives with his children. Benos Yana. V'haksiv techabdeini chayas hasade tanim u Benos Yana. Again, all the chayos hasade will be mechabed, including the Benos Yana. V'yisakadadach beitza. And if we think it's talking about the beitzas are going to give the kavod. Beitza bas meimar shira hi. Does a beitza sing shira? So how can you say that's gonna be mechabed? So it's gotta be that it's not gonna be the eggs, it must be literal. So Ella, you're right, says the Gemara. Ksiv hayana v'ksiv bas hayana. It says both. Sometimes it says yana, sometimes it says bas yana. V'shayni hacha, de pasak safra l'shtei tevis. The problem is here, in Vayikra, by our pasuk, it says it as two words. Umi de pasak lahu safra b'tarti tevis. From the fact that it's split into two words, shma mina tre shemos enu. It must be that it's two shemos, two different shemos. There's yana and there's banas yana. And therefore, we are back to the question of, so what's the source for the basin? Let's finish and then we'll talk about it more. So, Ella, Me'ata, what, you're telling me every time something is written as two, it's two? As Kedar la'omer, the pasuk luhu safra, betray. Kedar la'omer, the pasuk by the kings by Avram Avinu. There also, the sofer says it twice. Sachanami, the tarti shmeinenu. That's two words. Bas yana, Kedar la'omer. Amri, so we say, no, there's a difference. Hasam b'shtei tevos pasuk lahu, b'shtei shitei lo pasuk lahu. You might have a space in between, but you're never going to write kedar and la'omer on two different lines. Not going to go that far. Aval hacha afilu b'shtei shitei nami pasuk lahu. But here, you'll even write it on two lines, right? Bas at the end of the line and yana at the beginning of the lines. Therefore, that really shows it is two separate words. Okay? Periods. Two points. So one thing in the Marigaliyas Hashas, where he quotes, we had the line earlier, it said, Bas Yana, what, eggs are going to sing Shira? That was the line. So he quotes there from one of the Rebbes, it's Machlokas Rishonim, Im Kol Bal Chai, by the, what we say, Perek Shira, that all of the animals sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does that actually mean that the animals sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the Malach HaMamuna Alav Omer Shira? Which is it? The animal, I guess, through its life, sing Shira, or is there a special Malach HaMamuna, I'll call Behema? One might say maybe on every species of animals, not on every animal, because towards the Bechira Chashas that we've spoken about in the past, that people have Bechira, right, Hashkacha Pratis, not Bechira Chashas, Hashkacha Pratis, while animals have Hashkacha Klalis, which is the opinion of many Rishonim. So if you want to say it's the Malach Mamun on the species, but that's the Machlokas Rishonim. So he says, V'ra'isi, Sheish Mochichim, some prove it from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, it can't be that the Beitza is singing Shira. The answer is, but if it's the Malach of the Beitza, so I can say, a Malach of the Beitza can sing Shira just like the Malach of a live animal can sing Shira. So maybe our Gemara is Merumas, in our Gemara is Merumas that it's not the Malach singing Shira, because then it would be, even for the Beitza, it must be the animal itself singing Shira. Okay, that's number one, the Magalis Hashas. If you look in the Ran here, that's a Drushi point. But if you look in the Ran is a Halachic point. The end of our Gemara, so it talks about Kedar LaOmer being written separately and Bas Yana being written separately, but Bas Yana could even be written on two lines. But if it's really one word, Kedar LaOmer, it should not be written on two lines. So if you look on the Ran, right here, Chafez Mabez, in the Dafe Harif, says the Ran, Umikan Le'inyin Get. So you learn from here, from Milchas Gittin, Shein Poskin Shem Ha'ish Velo Shem Ha'isha Bishnei Shitin. You have to write all the different names of the parties involved in a get. So you don't split them onto two lines. Aval b'shita achas, efshar sheposkin ksas shemos shesovlin kain. But on one line, you're allowed to separate. Kdumya de kedar laomer. Silva to kedar laomer, because our Gemara says, if it's written on two lines, it is, that really shows it's two different words. But if it's on one line, you can write it separate, that is okay. And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer, Kuf, Chaf, Tess, Kuf Chav Tess. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch Chav Tess Lamed Beis, Ein Poskin Shema Ish Velo Shema Isha B'Shnei Shitin. When the Sofer writes a get, as we know, Sofer has to write a get, Lashma, special for each man and woman. So you don't want to write it on two lines. Aval B'Shita Achas, Efsher Sheposkin Ksas Shema Shesovlin Kain. Dumya to Gedarla Omer. That's the Shulchan Aruch. You see in the Baragola here, Ran, Mimashikasav, Gedarla Omer, Chulin, Samachem, and Aleph. Right, Argamar, that Ran is quoted Halacha Lamaisa, that you let us split up names, those that lend themselves to it, as long as they're on the same line, not on two different lines. And then the Ramah adds, Vachain Immanuel, right, that's a name that it could split up, Immanuel, Vivkasa, Teva Achas Lohifsit. If you add it all once, all together, it's not a problem. Next, Shulchan Aruch, next line, Lama Gimel, Shem Yedidya, Imichalek, L'shtei Tevos, Kasher, right, Yedid Hashem. Binyamin, Yedidya, Ubilvad, Bishita Achas. Again, you should do, why has to do it, can't be split up, but on one line. Upidatsur, Va'aminadav, Teva Achas. Those words are one, and therefore one should remember that they are one word. Okay, that is the Shulchan Aruch. Every way is much, like, sometimes we write a ksuba at weddings, so there's one level of kepeda that we have to have. Again, it's much more of a kepeda. So exactly how to spell everyone and how to write it and every nickname and to write everything. So the Shulchan Aruch goes through here almost many, many names, because the Shulchan Aruch is very, very, interested in giving the information, everything. The Shulchan Aruch here says, just reading some of the simanim, Shem Hillel, Yesh Misha Omer Sheish Lakasvo Malei Hayud. Some write Chizkiya Hillel with a Yud. Shem Shabtai, Yesh Lakasvo below Aleph. To write Shabtai without an Aleph. Shem Yerachmiel, Afal Pishlo Nimsa Biksuvim, Mikal Makom, Em Hechzik Atzvo, Likros Atzvo Yerachmiel, Vidachak Lishono Hachirik Kach Kosvin. Yerachmiel. Right, I guess there's all the names. It goes through Chizkiya, Yonatan, Shmarya. But all the names that are not in the Shulchan Aruch, you gotta look in the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel has in the back, he has Shemos Va'anashim. Right after Hilchos Gid, right after Kuf Chav Tes, it goes through all the names, exactly how to write almost every name that we can think of. Os Aleph, Os Beis, Gimel, Dot goes in alphabetical order, but that's where if anybody ever has to look to know how to spell a certain name, that's the place to look. In the Beis Shmuel and the Shemos Begin. Okay, so that has to do with, that's the Ron, though, based on our Gemara. Sharm Zion of Allah, other Achorim also point out that in our Torahs, Kedar La'Omer is written as one name. Even though our Gemara seems to have it as two, you can write Kedar and La'Omer, but it appears as one in our Gemaras. Okay. Oh, just one hour I forgot to mention, when I mentioned the Rambam before, about Perek Gimel, the Rambam says that Basayan is the source for all Yotzi Menatamei Tamei, right, by eggs and by milk. The Rambam does say Machlokas about this. The Rambam and the Ramban argue, is there Malkus on Yotzi Menatamei? The Rambam says, Afal Pi, the Rambam's rule is anything that comes out of anything that you're Chayim Malkus for is usher to eat. But do you get Malkus for that item? That's Yotzei. Says the Rambam, no. Afal pi shechalav behema temeya ubeitzei ov tame asurin min haTorah ein lokin aleihem. You don't get malchus. Shneamar mibsaram lo sochelu al habasar hu loke veino loke al habeitzav al achalav. That's the Rambam, and then he compares it. Vahare haochel osan kaochel chatzi shir shehu ochel min haTorah veino loke. Interesting comparison. If you eat these items, yotzi min atame, it's like you're eating chatzi shir. What's the Rambam have to give that comparison for? I know chatzi shir is also min haTorah. Is the Rambam alluding to us telling me something about yotzei being less of a qualitative isser? Because after all, why is chatzi shir also min haTorah? Why don't you get punished for a chatzi shir? Pasha, even though it's also, we pass it like Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir is also min haTorah, you don't get malchus. Pasha is because it's lesser of an isser. You didn't do the requisite shear of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, so you didn't do as much of an Aveira. You only ate half the shear, and that's why we're not going to give you Malkus. So would I have said that by Yotzi Min HaTamei also? Is that less? You're right, it's not the Basar, but it's still the milk and the eggs is just as non-kosher. So is that a step removed? They seem to be different. Which would be more Aser? You could say it in either direction. You might say Chasi Shear is more Aser. Because Chasi Shear is the Bamish, the item. It's just not enough of it. Or you might say, this is a whole item, but it's just not the source thing. So you might go in either direction, but the Rambam compares it. Very interesting Rambam. The Rambam compares, again, Paragimel Halacha Vav, Machal Sasuros, compares milk and eggs, Yotzi Menatameh, to eating a Chatzi Shir. Other Rishonim, they argue on the Rambam. Other Rishonim say, why shouldn't you get Malkus for this? So learn that from a drasha, Basayana, or whatever other drasha you hold of, therefore you should get Malkus. The Magen Mishnah here quotes, V'yesh b'na b'farshim, shehodu b'dido shal rabbeinu, avachoko b'beit hazov tamei, b'shut d'davka l'ami Basayana. Right, some say you're gonna get Malkus for this. V'amru d'milka, d'lamilki aleihu d'isrich. That's what the Pasuk is teaching me. Possibly, that's the answer of the Ramban. Rabban says, right, the question was, why do you need a Pasuk? Yes, but I thought the Chiddush isn't even going to get Malkus for this, because it's based on a Pasuk. That is an important Machlokas, Rambam, which can be spoken about more. What exactly is the reason the Rambam says that you don't get Malkus in its comparison to Chatzi Shir? Okay, let's continue. Avalam Ruchachamim, Kalof Achulu. So we're referring back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah that we had, the Mishnah that started off the second half of this parak, the Mishnah back on Nuntes. Mishnah that said, the simanim. Simanim behema, we know what they are. Simanim of, we don't know what they are in the Torah. The Torah does not give any simanim in the Torah. The Torah just lists off the non-kosher birds. How many are there? We discussed, 21, 24, hundreds. So, the Mishnah said there are no simanim in the Torah, but the Chachamim gave simanim. What did the Chachamim give? 4 plus 1. Right, what are the simanim that the... or 3 plus 1, I'm sorry. The Chachamim say, number one, if it's a do-race bird, it's not kosher. Do-race bird is not kosher. What does do-race mean? So we quote, there was a machlokas there, we didn't have shira about it, but there was a machlokas there. What does do-race mean? Rashi there means it's an animal that grabs its prey and eats it and brings it up to its mouth. That's what do-race means. That's what Rashi says there on Daf and Tesam and Aleph. Ha-ochez b'tziparna v'magbiya min ha-karka ma-sha ochel. That's what Doris is. If any bird does that, so then it's going to be treif. That's not a kosher animal. The Tosfos, two blot later, Tosfos Abachalaf Abaralaf, Tosfos quotes Rashi and says, that can't be, because that's what a chicken does. Chickens lift up prey and lift it up to their mouth. Kashla Rabbeinu Tam, I feel Tana Golos Osakein. Right, so Rabbeinu Tam gives a different shot. What does Doris mean? Because Doris is a simon of Tumma. So what does Doris mean? Says Rabbeinu Tam, Doris va'ochel mechayim veino mamtin la'achatamus. An animal that eats its prey live. That's what Doris is. Any bird that eats its prey live, without its first being killed, that is a non-kosher sign. So you have Rashi, you have Tosis, the Ramban, and the Rashman, others give another sheet, and that is any animal that claws its prey to death. Claws it doesn't just find dead animals, but it claws its prey to death, so that is a non-kosher animal. Any of those, that's Doris. The Mishnah says Doris is a simin tumah. Number one. But that's the one. But then the Mishnah says there are three simanim of Tara. Again, this is all Darabanan. Daraisa, there are no simanim given. But Chazal give us three simanim of Tara. And what is that? The Mishnah, again, back on Daphne Tess said, if it has an extra toe, has an etzpa yisera, goes out longer than the other toes, viz zefek, and it has a Zefek, which we translated as the part of the stomach, the gizzard that grinds the food, and kurkabano niklaf. It's kurkaban, its crop, its stomach could be peeled back. So those are the tahar. Those are the three simanim of tahara. So you have the one simon of tumah, the doe race, has to be one of the predator, however you want to define it, Rashi, Tosas, Ramban, and these other three simanim of tahara. Those are the three. Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok said, and that's what we're going to get into in a minute, any bird that splits its legs is tameh. Okay, that's all the Mishnah said. Then the Mishnah got into Chagavim. So we don't know what it splits its legs so far. So there's three tzitzkitas in mind, three lines in the Mishnah. Do reis is tameh. If it has these three simanim, it's tahar. And if it splits its legs, it's tameh. So let's talk about all those three. So Tanya, the Tosefta, has a similar discussion as the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Do reis va'ochel, if it is do reis, biyadua shu tame, that's tame sign. Yesh lo etzba yeseira v'zefek v'kur kabano niklaf, biyadua shu tar. If it has the three simanim tara, then you know it's tar. Rav Elazar bar Tzadok omer, so now we're going to get into what does it mean splitting its legs. Moschin lo chushal mashicha. You put a, you stretch out a string next to the bird. You see how the bird goes on it. Im cholek es raglav shtayim lakan or shtayim lakan. If it puts two toes on one side of the string and two toes on the other side, tamei. So tamei birds do that. Shalosh lakan v'achas lakan tar. Three and one, that's tar. Why should that be? It's a simon. Simon two and two is going to be tamei and three and one is going to be tar. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, kal of, another sign. Kal of ha-kolit min ha-avir tamei. Any bird that grabs something from the air, that's tameh. If you throw a piece of a piece of food and the bird catches it in the air and takes it, so that's a sign of a tameh bird. It's a wild bird. So where it says spirit anami miklav kalto, what do you mean? It's a tzipor also does that, and that's a kosher bird. So I'm rabbi a kolit va'ochal kamrin. I mean, catches it and it doesn't even put it down, just downs it straight from the air. That's what a tzipor does not do then, and that's a simin. That's a simin tumah. Okay, different types of a simanim. We'll talk about it a little more in a few minutes, but again, a lot of these signs are very difficult, lamaisa, to translate into our birds. That's why we're not going to just rely on the simanim, bisman hazeh. It's just difficult to translate. When you have a clearly chewing its cud and split hooves, that's pretty straightforward. Pretty straightforward. Sometimes you have some questions. How split is it? Is it split above? Is it split below? But we have rules, exactly. But by the birds, it's very difficult to translate exactly the definitions into exactly what we need to know, what bird is kosher or not. Okay, so we have to rely on our, as we'll see, the Mesorah. Acherem omrim, shachin, and tameim, another sign. If it lives with tameh birds, tameh. A bird that you're not sure about, but it hangs out with the tameh birds, tameh. It has non-kosher friends, it's not kosher. Im tahorim tahar. But if it hangs out with tahar friends, tahar. Right? The Musar Haskel is obvious. Right? The shcheinim influence, and not only influence, they determine. They determine. Non-kosher friends make it not kosher, kosher is make it kosher. Keman, Krib Eliezer. Who is this like that the Acherim say you always go determined by the Chevra? Reb Eliezer, Tanya, because the Brisa says, Reb Lazar Omer, lo lechidam halach zarzir eitzel orev. Why is the zarzir go to the orev? Why do they hang out together? El b'nei shumino, because they're both not kosher. So that's what Rebbe Eliezer says. We'll see what the context is in a minute. But that's what he said in Baba Kama. So therefore, so too, you see that that's Acher, but going like Hishita. That's the Chevra that always determines. The Gemara then answers and says, maybe not. Afilu temer Rabbanan. Maybe even the Rabbanan could agree to Rebbe. The Rabbanan who argue with Rebbe Eliezer about Zarzir, they could agree to this Acherim. Because when Acherim say, go with Tameim. It doesn't only mean go with Tameim. It means Shachin V'Nidmeh Ka'amrinan. It goes with Tameim and it looks like the Tameim. You need both. Shachin V'Nidmeh. It's got to look like each other. So they look like each other and they hang out together. So then that is when we would say that is a simon of Tumah. Interesting, if you look in Baba Kama where this comes up, it's like, this is why Rabbi Elazar says, but we don't remember that Gemara. So Gemara Baba Kama in the 8th parak in Achovel, the Gemara has 17 questions that Rava asked Rabba Bar Mari. How do you know the following phrase that people say, dot, dot, dot? And Rabbi Murray gives him all the answers. So number 13 there is, how do you know that bad trees all grow together? If you have a barren tree, it's going to grow near, or you have a dekel ra, you have a bad palm tree, it's going to grow near an Elon Srak. That's what people say. That's what the Betzius. How do you know that? So he answered him, Dover Zekasav Batorah, Shani Banavim, Mishlosh Baksuvim. You know this from Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Mishnah, and Brisa. You know this from five places, that bad trees grow by barren trees. So, we need to learn from Torah, Vayelach Esav El Yishmael. Number one, Esav and Yishmael went together. You know it from the Nevi'im. Vayislaktu El Yiftach Anashim Rekim. Vayetzu Imo. Anashim Rekim went to Yiftach. That's in Nevi'im. Ksuvim. Kol Of Limino Yishkon. Every bird will rest by its type. Uvnei Adam Ledomelo. And Bnei Adam will also be by its type. Where is that pasuk from? We'll get to it in a minute. Let's just finish. Then the Mishnah says in Kalim, call him a chubur latame tame, call him a chubur latartar, about rules of Kalim. And finally, what brisa? Right here. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, lo lechidim halach zazir yisal ore, vel benishu mino. Right, that's the Rebbe Eliezer that we're talking about. It's in that context where Rabbi Bar Mari is answering, how do you know, basically, bad chever determine, you know, bad behavior by the items, even by trees, even by animals. You know that from Esav and Yishmael, you know that from Torah, you know that from Nevi'im, you know that from Ksuvim, you know that from Mishnah, you know that from Brisa. Interesting, what pasuk from Ksuvim was quoted? Kalof lemino, yishkono b'rei adam ledomelo. Where's that pasuk from? Look on the side of the Gemara. Ben Sira. It's not Ksuvim. It's one of the apocryphal books. But the Torah there, the Gemara there calls it Ksuvim, puts it into the Ksuvim. You know, there's certain svarim at the time when the Tanakh was being canonized, certain svarim were left out. The Gemara even says in Megillah, there were a couple of svarim books that were on the fringe that maybe would have been left out. Koheles, Shir HaShirim, or there's certain books, even Esther, right? They weren't sure until they said, no, they are Matame Siyadayim. They are included in the canon. But there are certain svarim left out. The Sefer HaChashbonayim was left out. Bet Sira was left out. The Gemara even says, the Mishnah Sanhedrin says, that it's very charif. Svarim Chitzonim, we're not allowed to read those books. Not allowed to read those books. They're worse than any other books. Very interesting. However, Reuven Margolis, in one of his svarim, on the first page of Yesod HaMishnah Varichasa, he says that now you can read any svarim. But in those days, when they first canonized the Mishnah, when they first were deciding what's going to be in Tanakh, what's not going to be in Tanakh, they had to come out very strongly against anything that was out of Tanakh. At least for a couple of generations, until people realized what was Tanakh, what wasn't Tanakh. If they didn't make these laws, like you're not allowed to open a Sifrei Chitzonim, if you didn't make any of those charif gzeiros, so then it wouldn't have taken hold. It would have been just a blurred gray area. So at least originally, when they canonized the canon, when they made Tanakh, when they decided what was in it, at that moment they had to make very strong laws against all other books to make sure that Tanakh had time to be able to get teeth and get root. Once Tanakh has root and it's clear what's in Tanakh, okay, then read Ben Sira, then read Sefer Chashmonaim. That's fine. It's just at the original time. So that's what the Gemara will quote Ben Sira. The Gemara was hundreds of years after. Hundreds of years, thousands of years. Gemara Ben Sira is much later. But that's what he says on this first, the first page. Lule kein haya kol echad mosif midivri akadmonim kifiyom edaito v'yachrei shahaya bi'ad'an lahosif az afsa kol bikores malakari balarachek v'ulai barabos hayamim haya mosifim gam divreyim heim v'chol pu'ulasam hakabira and all the great actions shal hanavim achronim of the canonization, Hayla lo toelas, lakein hochrechu lignos kala megillas shalom nechlo basfarm shechasmu. Aval genizas megillas shekfar biyad ha'am bimei neviim akadmonim. Continues, but that's why the Gemara says it's Sanhedrin, they're not allowed to read other Sfarim Chitsonim. Anyway, but much later, so then they use books, Ben Sira, Ben Lana, they use books later on, because there wasn't such a danger. But the context of this, the Zarzir going to the Orev, right, that's going from, that's the Gemara in Baba Kama, that's talking about the Yotzei ben HaMechubra Latame and the trees being similar to each other, and the pasuk quoted from Ben Sira. Okay, we continue. Two dots. Says the Gemara, Ubachagavim, rest of today's daf is all about grasshoppers. Chagavim, what are the simanim of Chagavim? So if you look back in the Mishnah, we discussed this back in Avodah Zarah last. The simanim of Chagavim, what did the Mishnah say? Four legs. Arba Kanafayim, four wings. Four legs, four wings. Kartsulim. What are kartsulim or karsulim? Rashi says they are jumping legs. Kshrosa likvots. Two extra jumping legs. So the four legs to walk with, and two jumping legs, and the four wings, and the wings that cover robe of its body. Those are the four simanim of a grasshopper, according to the Tanna Kamma. Again, four legs, two jumping legs, four wings, and wings that cover robe of its body. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi added one more. It's got to be called a chagav. Ushmo chagav. It's got to be known as a chagav. Right? So that's four and one. Four and one of the grasshoppers. The birds have three and one, midi rabbanan, because the Torah didn't say anything, and here's four and one. So, ubachagavim kol sheyeshlo. My ruba, what does rove mean? What does it mean that the wings have to cover rove? Amar avyudam arav, rove erko. Rove of its length. Over the length of the grasshopper it has to cover. The Amri la Rova Kefo, some say most of the circumference, that's even bigger, go around the animal. Rova Kefo. Amr of Papa. Hilkok bina Rove, Erko bina Rova Kefo. So you need both. Rav Papa various times in Shas. When you have a machlokas about something, Rav Papa would say, you know what? So need both. Do both. Right? This is something that Rav Papa and some other Amram also say. Rav Papa, though, is known for it. Like the Gemara says in Nimrei Travayu. Where it says that by Sir Tzilut, by Berachas HaTorah, where in Berachas Yud Aleph, the Gemara says, what should you say? Lasso, Fahareb, Bacharbanu, say all of them. Nimri Nidu Shravayu. Right? Or other times the Gemara also says that as well. But that's Rav Papa here also. Not sure what to do, so you need both. Good. Tanur Rabbanon, Ein Loach Shav, Asid Lagad Alacharzman. What if a grasshopper doesn't have all the simanim right now? But they're going to grow on him. He's eventually going to get it. Kigona Zachal, like the Zachal grasshopper, Mutter. That's okay. That's okay, as long as it's going to get it eventually. How do you know that? So, Lazar Biosi Ober, he gives us a source, Asher Lo Kuraayim, that doesn't have Kuraayim, that doesn't have these extra legs. It says Lo Lamed Aleph, no. Afalpi She'ein Lo Achshav, thus, Ilagadal Acharzman. So, Lo could be read Lo with a Vav. Lo Kuraayim, and has Kuraayim, it needs Kuraayim. But we can read it as, or it can be written as, Lo, it doesn't have. So that's the remez, that even if it doesn't have right now, as long as it's going to get, it's considered as if it has. That's how Tosfos explains this line. It's a Korean Ksiv. See the first thought, the big Tosfos, Afalpi, Midechsiv Lo Ba'alif Kadarish. It says Lo with an aleph, means it's as if it doesn't have now. Even if as long as it's going to get it later on, that's okay. And Tosfos quotes, "V'lo matzil meimar lo she'en l'krayim klal ka'amar." Can't say it means literally the low. The adarab slaim arbe v'tar to v'char go yeshlam kartzulam. They all have these jumping legs. K'tanya behedya v'tar shavash behem. So Tosfos says there are various times in Shas where you have a limud based on a Korean exif. Right, this is one of them. Tosfos quotes by Bate Arechoma, second wide line, V'chein Asher Lo Choma. It says it doesn't have a wall. What do you mean it doesn't have a wall? It has a wall. We're talking about Bate Arechoma. So there we know the Gemara beginning of Megillah darshins that too. Afalpi She'ein Lo Achshav, V'chein Lo Kodom L'chein, as long as it used to have a wall. It used to have, it would be a walled city. Even if it doesn't have now, that has the halachas of Arechoma. Or Asher Lo Ya'ada. They have to, by Yiud. What do we have to do? What a master or a master's son has to do to an Amma Ivri? You have to yid, either marry, the father has to marry, or the son has to marry, or set her free. Lo Ya'ada. But that should be read low to him. Right? So again, Tosfos points out a couple of times where we have a limud based on a Kriya Niksiv. The Gemara in Adar, Medaf Lamed Zayin, says Kriya Niksiv, we know from Halacha Moshe Misinai. It goes way back. The fact that we're supposed to write certain words in one way and certain letters in another way. And we have that in Old Tanakh. We have it in Torah. We have it in Ksuvim. We have it in Rus. We have them in Yirmiyo. The Malbim says Yirmiyo has more Kriyan Ksivs than any other Sefer in Tanakh. He says maybe the writer is not dumb to Yirmiyo. Maybe because he started being Misnabi when he was younger. So he had a different type of Signon HaNevuah. That's what he says in his Akdama. But he was learned out from the Halakha Moshe Misinai. There is an important Radak, which many other Achronim argue on. The Radak in Shmuel Beis. Shmuel Beis, Perek Tezvav, Pasach Chaf Aleph. Vayomar Itai Es HaMelech. Itai Agiti, who's with, who wants to be this, telling David HaMelech, showing him his loyalty, expressing his loyalty. Itai says, Chai Hashem V'chai Adoni HaMelech. Ki, I'll read you what we have. Ki im b'makom asher yesh sham Adoni HaMelech, im l'maves v'im l'chaim, ki sham yevdecha. David, I'm with you, life and death. I'm with you, says Itai. So there's a word, ki im b'makom asher yesh, in the place. That word im is not read. That word im is a kri niksif. Says the Radak, im ksiv lo kri. Nire, huge chiddush, says the Radak. Ki begolus harishon avdu hasvarim, v'netaltalu, v'hachachamim yodei hamikra mesu. They lost the original Sifrei Tanakh over the times going to Galus, says the Radak, and the Chachamim, they knew exactly Tanakh, every Kri and every Ksiv, they died. V'ashi k'nesa gadola shehechziru ha-Torah liyoshna matzu machlokes b'svarim ha-nimsoyim. They looked in different Torahs, and a different, maybe, Tanakhs, and they found different Mesoras. V'holchu bahem achar harov lefi daitam. So most of the time they go by the rov. U'bimakom shelo hisiga daitam al habirur, kasvu ha'echad v'lo naktu. O kasvu mi bachutz v'lo kasvu mi bifnim. O kasvu echad mi bachutz v'echad mi bifnim. It's a very dangerous suggestion, but that's what the Radak says. The Radak says, because the original Torah is, you know, there's certain Kriyan Ksivs we lost the Mesorah for. And therefore, they had Machlokas, so they went by the row, but if they really had a Machlokas, maybe they made one a Kriya, one a Ksiv, but that is the Radak right here. The assumption is that none of the Kriyan Ksivs that were lost in the Mesorah had any word changes. Well, no word changes. It was just, You have a letter here, a letter there, but we know exactly what the Mesorah is about what the Torah is supposed to be teaching us in that pasuk. But that is the Radak. Other Achronim are very upset about this Radak. Other Rishonim. How can you say such a thing? So all the Gemara in the Dharm says Mefarish. Halacha Moshe Misinai. You can tell me Halacha Moshe Misinai was changed? But that is the Radak. The Maharal is more of a Kabbalistic idea. The Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael says that Lomitzar Kriv Iksiv, Misha Yodea Divrei Chachma Yodea Davar Zeh. Da, this is Perek Samavav in Tiferes Yisrael. Ki aksiv hu mitzad ha-sefer, ki lo shayach ksiva rak ba-sefer. V'chol sefer kadosh hu sefer shel chachma. Aval akri eno nechshav sefer, rak shekorim b'nei adam b'peh. Ha-inyan asher ha-kasuv u basof. There's differences between what a sefer needs and what dibur needs, says the Maharal. For the Sefer to be mushlam and complete, it has to be written in a certain way. For you to say something and learn something, it's said in a certain way. Oh, more, I'll be a little deeper idea. The Maharal says, Kri and Ksiv. One final point related to this, that is Rav Moshe. It's an interesting tshuva. We know that we're supposed to look, we have to read, when we're a Bal Korei, we read every word from the Torah. You can't lose your place when you're the Bal Korei. If you lose your place, you have to stop for a second and catch it. You're not allowed to read mito bal peh. You have to read mito haksav. Is there a chiv to read the kri from the ksiv by looking at the ksiv? It's a different word anyway. Sometimes you have the word lo, it's the same pronunciation. But sometimes it's a different word. You have later on in the Torah, in a couple of weeks. You have yish kavena, yish galena in the tochacha and kisavo. So do you have to look at the word that you're not reading anyway when you're a bal korei? That's from Moshe Shaila. Moshe has in Arachayim, Chelek Gimel, Simin Mem Aleph. Ba'teva shehakri eino kedechsiv. Im tzorach l'estakel al ha'teva ksuva b'shas hakriya. He writes this to Ruvos Ephraim, Ephraim Greenblatt. So Moshe says yes. Moshe says you gotta look at it. in Tzorchlis Takel, he says, Misvara, he says, yeah, you have to look at it. And he says also, he refers to another tshuva that he wrote, that if you have a piece of wax, or let's say a letter gets rubbed out in the ksiv, so you're not going to read it anyway. So it's a pasuk sefer Torah. Still, you got to take out another one. You got to take out another one, because that's considered part of the Misvara also, even though you're not going to read it, but you have to look inside when you read it, and you have to make sure that there's no problem with it. Okay, that's a couple of ideas related to Kri and Ksif. Okay, back to our case. That's what Tosa says, is the Asher Lo Kraim, that it has the extra jumping legs, says Lo, and we read it as Lo, it has. My Zachal, first white line, what is the Zachal? Amar Baya Askarin. The Zachal, which we have just been talking about, is the Askarin grasshopper. All right, so we have all these Simanim of grasshoppers. We eat grasshoppers B'zman Hazeh. So the Arachayim quotes that some did. He was not a fan of it. The Arachayim HaKadosh, he quotes on this pasuk in Shmini about grasshoppers. He says, "Gam ena mitzuyim lefanenu mina matmeim she'en lahem akra'ayim b'derach ze v'hem arabim l'mashe kadam lanu v'lachein kol yarei v'chared yarei v'yefached l'bal yoshit yado l'sheket ze v'yimachem misholche yad miyom she'nishmu divarei b'ma'arav u'pirshu mehem rabim lo naga Hashem od b'makazu. There were certain plagues that were happening, and it stopped because they stopped eating grasshoppers. V'lo niru ze yosem yud be'shana ki Torah ma'isab tovim kitris b'fnei peronis." He says, "I was gozer that you can't eat the grasshoppers anymore because I thought there was there were toim that because ain't been b'minze b'nimsa." We'll get to more of this a little later. But the Archaim HaKadosh, this is in Perek Yud Aleph Pasik Chaf Aleph in Shmini, he had problems with the people eating the grasshoppers. Okay, let's continue. Tanur Rabbanan as Eila Mayhem. So now we're going to have drushes. We're going to have two brises. These two brises are going to go all the way to the rest of the daf. We're going to read the whole thing right now. Two brises, how to darshan the psukim by grasshoppers in order to learn out all types of grasshoppers. And then tomorrow we're going to start off with what's the difference between the two brises. Okay, but first let's go through, we're going to go through the whole two brises, and then we're going to have two discussions based on the brises. So we start off. Tanur Rabbanan. It's Eila Mehem Tochelu, Esha Arbe Vechulu, these you should eat, the Arbe, Arbe Zeguvai. Arbez govai, that grasshopper. Salam ze roshon. Chargol ze nipol. Chagav ze gedion. Right, these are all the four grasshoppers. Matam alomar limino, limineo, limineo, limineo. Why does it add on these four extra words? Zalapamim. What do those teach me? Lahavi, to include for other grasshoppers. Tziporis karamim. Viyuchna Yerushalmis. Vahar tsuvia. Vahar zavanis. Okay, that's the first brisa. That brisa is what the Gemara later on calls Tana Debei Rav. Tana Debei Rav. That's what it called at first. Why did it call it? Why is it called? It's nameless. Why does it call it Tana Debei Rav? So if you look in Rashi on Tamar's Daf, the second Rashi on Tamar's Daf says it's called that Sheshenuya B'Toras Kohanim. Because it's from Toras Kohanim, the Medrash on Vayikra, Demikri Sifri Debei Rav. That's what it says at the top of Samach Vav and Aleph, Tamar's Daf. Right, so Torah's Kohanim is called Sifra de Beirav, because it's Shogar Bebeis Medrash Vikulam, and that's why this Braisa that we just mentioned is called Tana de Beirav. The next one is de Beirav Yishmael. So, that was the first Braisa that we learned out from every word an inclusion of another grasshopper. But the second, de Beirav Yishmael, says, no, don't include types, don't include specific types, but include general types. De Beirav Yishmael, Tana Elu, Klali Klalos, Ve'elu Prati Pratis. Right, learn it as Klal and Prats. Arba zegovai. Fine. Lumino. What does lumino include? Lahavi, tziporis karamim. Those two are included. Ein li ela haba ve'en lo gabachas. So I only know to include haba. Those that come in front of us with all the simani tara. Right, it has the four legs, and it has the two jumping legs, it has the four wings, it has the wings that cover the body, so it rover the body. Ein li ela haba, those that come in front of me, ve'en lo gabachas. And that don't have a bald spot. Because these two that we just included don't have bald spots. Habav yishlo gabachas minayin. How do I know if it has a bald spot? How do I know to include that too? Tamalomer, that's the next word. Salam ze nipol. Because the nipol has the gabachas. Limineo lahaviyasa ushrafs. Those two are included. So now, v'yein li, I only know from these four. Ela habav ve'in lo gabachas. Habav yishlo gabachas. Whether it has a bald spot or not, but also habav ve'in lo zanaf. Because none of all of these have a tail. So maybe I only know up until those that don't have a tail. Habavi ish lo zanaminai. And how do I know those that even have a tail? Tamalomar chargol ze rashon. Limineo lavi es akar sefes ves ashal shachal nis. Right? Because those also don't have a tail. So I know all of the ones that have a gabachas or not, or those that have a tail or not. Vainly ela haba vain lo gabachas. Habavi ish lo gabachas. Habavi ain lo zanaf. Habavi ish lo zanaf. I know all of those. Habavi rosha arach. But all of those don't have a long head. So, Habav Rosha Arach Minayin, how do I know if a grasshopper that has all of these, but also is different because it has a long head, so how do I know Minayin? So, Amart, Hareta Dam Bidin Amishloshtam. What am I learning that from all the other ones? Why? Because all the other ones aren't exactly the same. So, Lo Roy Arbe Karai Chargo, Velo Roy Chargo Karai Arbe. Velo Roy Shneim Karai Salam. All three are different. Velo Roy Salam Karai Shneim. Hatzad Hashem Shabam, what's the common denominator between all of these? Sheish lo dalad charglayim, va'arba kanafayim, va'kartzulim, va'knaf av chofen es rubo. You have the four simanim mentioned in the Mishnah. So, af kol sheish lo arba raglayim, va'arba kanafayim, va'kartzulim, va'knaf av chofen es rubo. So say all grasshoppers are included that have these four simanim, even if they're a little different, that one is a long head and one is a short head. So why do you have to say so specific? Why don't you just say that they're included as long as you have the four simanim? Interesting, what's the Havamina, what's the Maskana? Are these, we had this discussion earlier, are the simanim of kosher animals, are they what we would call siman or siba? Are they reflections of kashrus or are they causes of kashrus? Always have to ask that question. And you have a mechalik between birds and animals and grasshoppers and fish. I have a mechalik between all of them. So here too, this Shaklavatari might have that question behind it. Why aren't the four enough? The Gemara says, aren't the four enough? We don't need extra ones. That might be because the four is saying that these cause kashrus. So the Gemara says, one second. Valiat tzirtzur hazeh. Tzirtzur, which was translated as a cricket. Yesh lo arba raglayim v'dal kanafayim v'karsulim v'chanaf v'chofen es rubo. The tzirtzur also has all four. And yachol yeh mutter. You might think that's mutter, but you know, but the four aren't enough, because you might think that's also mutter. Chagav, sheshmo chagav. The name has to be chagav also. It has to be called, has to be known as a chagav. So you see that four aren't enough. So where's in one second? Ishmo chagav, yochel ein bo kol simanim alalu. You might think, with it's called a chagav, then that's good enough. Even if it doesn't have all the simanim, tamalomer, limineu, achi ebo kol simanim alalu. It's gotta have all the simanim and be called a chagav. So you see, so that's the problem. So we're back to the other question. How do you know that you don't only need the four, you need it to be called a chagav? So maybe the one that we're trying to include, the one with Rosh Aruch, is still a problem. We still don't have a source for it. So let's continue. Parach Rav, well, there's more to talk about. We're going to go through the whole Raisa first. Parach Rav Achai asked, whenever you have this phrase in Shas, you always have the same discussion in the Rishonim. Parach Rav Achai, or in Ksubis it says, Pashit Rav Achai, you're in Kiddushin, it also says, what is that? So if you look in Tosfos Iksubis says that there's a machlokas Rishonim, what is Rav Achai in the Gemara mean? Is this Rav Achai an Amora? Or is this Rav Achai Gaon, a line, a question that was added in by the Gaonim after the Stimas HaGemara? Rav Achai, in Tosfos there, in Ksubis, Beis Mabeis, Pashit Rav Achai, Lo Kamosha Pirish Rashbam, Tehayna Rav Achai Gaon, Sha'asa She'iltos, V'haya B'sof Kol Amoraim, V'lochein Mishana L'shona B'kol HaShas, Parach Rav Achai, Pashit Rav Achai. Right, that's what the Rashbam holds, that our Gemara, all of a sudden, these lines that we're reading right now were added in after Avina and Rav Ashi. So says Tosfos Iksubis. No, that's not true. Shari Khan Rav Ashi is answering Rav Achai over there. So you have to say it's a Rav Achai who was an Amora. That's a machlokas Rishonim. Whenever you have a Rav Achai, because Parach Rav Achai is not a usual question. You don't usually have that phrase about other Amoraim, right? Hiksha you have. You don't have Parach. So Parach Rav Achai. But here he asks Malahalach Hanach Shakein in Rosh and Arach. What do you mean? Back to the question. Even all of these that have Shmo Chagav, they don't have a long head. So it's still, how do you know? Maybe Rosh Aruch is not included. And if you want to say the four simanim are enough, and don't ask me any other kashes, what do you mean the chargol, the shavaluhu? Chargol also has all four like the others. Lo lichtov, v'tesi mi'arba misalam. So don't write chargol. Chargol has the four. So what do you have to include chargol for? But why do you have to include chargol? Because it doesn't have a tail. So you can't say the four simanim are good enough. It's got to be exactly like them. So we're back to the question. How do you include grasshoppers that are Rosh Ha'arach. So, Ella, Amar Avachoy, Salam Yisrehu. There's an extra Salam. Lo Lichlev, Rechmanah Salam, V'tesi Mi'arbo Mi'chargol. You can include Salam from the others. Why? The my Parchis, my La'arbish, the Ein Lo Gabachas, Hare Chargol, the Ish Lo Gabachas. Hare Ma'ala Chargol, the Ish Lo Zanav, Hare Arba, the Ein Lo Zanav. So you would include Salam no matter what. Salam because of Rechman Olam. At least what do you have to explicate it for in the Pasuk? And Meinu Inyan Legufo, Taneu Inyan LeRosh Ha'arach. So you learn it to teach me Rosh Ha'arach. So those are the two brises that we had. The second one is the longer one, Tanavei Rishol, Tanavei Rab. How do we know all the grasshoppers? I know all the grasshoppers. That is what we have said. We'll just mention the Rashba now. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. The Rashba says right here. So we have all these nice, beautiful simanim. Says the Rashba. Nowadays, you need a mesorah. You need a mesorah. What is kosher? Nira ikar the shmo chaga beinon avol barosh arach vagus lo kaptina hilchach ba'artas halalu avol bichinim son mehan sheishlam arba simanim. Einem nechalim ela b'mesora, shehi shmon chagav. Aval aidei mesora nechalim, kidin sharmer ba'ofos, just like by birds. V'harbe makomos b'svarad, shenechalim b'mesoras. There are many areas in Svarad that eat grasshoppers based on mesoras. This is a very important Rashba. We're going to have to stop here, but we're going to start off tomorrow with, what about turkey? What about tcheles? Those are the other two major sugyas where this issue of Misora comes up. So we'll talk more about some of those shuvas and discussions about eating turkey and tcheles on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.